after mine especially. In the first half he had good chances, he played good. I think we was in the first half, let's say tactically we had to play completely different. Second half we changed and the team showed character, so nothing else. It was a good spirit, a good crowd. The fans, he gave it also the power. But on the other side, I just tell you, character, just this word, character, and this showed the team. Second half, especially after the 2-1, I think we controlled the game, and then Dunfermline, he don't had a chance, or he tried with the long balls, which one was okay. And I just want to congratulate to the team because he made a good job.
Your goalkeeper got injured in a freak.
One journalist he write a book about my career, and I hope it's not finished. If I write the next book, I think this will be the most funniest forever. I don't saw never in my life, you know, that the goalkeeper beim goal celebration he injured in the knee. This is absolute most funniest what I saw.
You looked like you could kill him at the time, though.
Yes, because yeah. Normally, you this kind of injury. Yeah, this is really stupid.
It's a great goal from Sam Stanton. He really kept his place.
Yeah, but before he had to score two, and he didn't. But after what he made, it was fantastic. I think for the crowd from both sides, you know, from Dunfermline crowd, even from the Dundee United crowd, he enjoyed the game. Who was neutral, I think he saw a very good playoffs game, good football, a lot of effort. Let's say tonight we had the character which one you need in the playoffs, and I wish also all the best to Dunfermline. He was a very good opponent, but to be honest, in this season, Dunfermline, we beat Dunfermline 2 times and 2 draws. I think the better team know he moved in the next round.
You'll all be full of confidence now ahead of another big game in 3 days' time against Livingston.
I am not happy about it, not because that we have the next game. So I am unhappy you must be also fair, if you have this competition, to give a little bit more time. Even if the Dunfermline move in the next round, you know, it's the same situation, I tell the same. You must be more fair. The football is about fairness, you know, and you must be a little bit more fair to give not 2 days, you know. You give maybe 3 days or even 4 days this is not a eagle situation, but we see.
How do you cope with that? Getting the players ready for Monday?
Yeah, must be. We don't have any choice. For the game, I told for the both games that the Dunfermline is the favorite, and I keep my word also to Livingston. Livingston in this case is the favorite because he had the possibility to rest his players. He had the possibility also to watch the 2 games from us, from our tactical shape. He had also the possibilities to be better prepared, but you don't know never. And the other side is also this game, you know, why you have Friday, you had also Saturday, both teams, Dunfermline and also Dundee United, you know, he played Tuesday and direct Friday, because that the Dundee FC have a game, a home game, you can play even Sunday, and you make, you know, this is, you are looking like you are just, okay, let's go and play, and this is no, it is my opinion, it's not against nobody, I am just thinking for my team, you know, and I fighting for my team.
Thank you,
Sherman.